What a horrible start to the year it has been for the University of KwaZulu-Natal. It started off with student demonstrations. We saw all of those burgeon into the kind of protest that resulted in the destruction of infrastructure at that university. A number of buildings went up in fire, and the trouble is not over yet. Today, students at the University of UKZN decided to call on their counterparts at other universities to join the cause and stand in solidarity with them over the issues of exclusion and historical debt. Let's find out what it's all come down to at UKZN this afternoon. Nkosiko Naduma, our EWN reporter, keeping a very close eye on the story. So Nkosiko, I see that the latest appeal is for other universities, or the students at other universities at least, to join this fray.
Yes, indeed, Joanne. So the students of UKZN are calling on other students from institutions in, from higher education institutions in the province to actually join them. They're saying that the issues of academic exclusion may as well also affect them, and they're saying that they are doing all of this to put pressure on the UKZN management, which is not backing down on saying that it is refusing to meet their demands. And of course, their demands are that all students at that university should be allowed to register without having to settle their historical debt. Now, as you know, the university's stance is that there's a portion of students that it requires that before they're allowed to register, they must settle at least 15% of their historical debts, Joanne.
So do we have any idea how much is outstanding at UKZN in terms of historical debt in Kuskona?
Well, the university says that collectively it is owed 1.7 billion rand by students, Joanne, and it's simply saying that it is getting to a point where it will not be able to function without recovering some of that money. It says that they have their own expenses, and if they do not have strict measures or trying to recuperate some of that money, the university will be bankrupt, Joanne.
We know that there were talks that were ongoing among students and the higher education minister, Bladen Zimade, as well as NSFAS. Has nothing come out of those talks in Kusikona?
Well, Joanne, those talks don't seem to have brought about solutions. You'll recall that the university actually shut down classes last week, saying that they want to first find a solution to this, because you'll note that a lot of property at the university and some property belonging to other people who were at that university was actually destroyed or set on fire. So the university decided to shut down classes in an effort to meet with student leaders as well as engage with higher education minister. What we know at this point is that the university management met with higher education minister, Mr. Blaine Zimande, on Monday, and then yesterday they met again with the student leader. So he will not intervene in the matter at UKZN, even though the students are saying that they base their entire struggle on the minister's public pronouncements. The minister says that all students who are NSFAS qualifying should be allowed to register without paying any upfront fees, and the students are accusing the university of not going with that. But despite that, the minister says that he will not intervene in that matter. What we also know from yesterday, the students actually tried to force the university to concede to their demands, but the university did not back down. And what we know is that classes at that institution have been shut down indefinitely, but registration is going ahead, and that has been extended to March the 6th, Joanne.
Well, I heard that announcement this morning, you know, that students have a little bit more time to register. But how safe is it to go through to the campus and register? Is anyone being blocked from doing so, or are they doing that freely in Kusikona?
So they're doing it freely. I mean, even now the university is quiet. We haven't seen demonstrations, although when we had a conversation with one of the SRC members, they said that they would intensify their struggle. So ever since that shutdown was announced, protest action at the university has not been as we have seen in the past. We did see some protests yesterday at the university's Howard College campus, where an HIV center was burnt, but that protest was largely peaceful, and it was the one that marked the beginning of the students moving out of the institution and actually trying to mobilize learners from other institutions within the city of Durban. Joanne.
All right. Thank you very much for bringing us that update. Nkosi Kona Duma, our EWN reporter.